Hi, this is Dave Kale. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about the answer to the question, is there a Christian approach to sales? Is there a Christian approach to sales? You know, decades ago, I almost lost my first professional sales position because of my Christian faith. And at that time, I thought, you know, being a Christian salesperson is going to be tricky. While that may have been true in my young and immature mindset, over the years I've come to see that not only is there a Christian approach to sales, but that in many ways it sets the standard for the best practices for the secular community as well. First, let's identify the points of contention. There is, within a large segment of the business community, an idea that sales is about winning and manipulating people to buy your product or service, whether or not they need it or want it. Now, the focus is on the results, and typically the focus is on the salesperson's ability to, quote, close every sale. Now, typically, people who occupy this camp emphasize closing and the money that comes to the organization and the people who successfully do so. The Christian approach is to see sales and sales systems as a means of discovering what the customer wants and providing him and her with that. The emphasis is on the customer, not the financial results. So instead of closing, this approach emphasizes opening or understanding the customer as a necessary prelude to recommending a solution. Sales, by its nature, is a highly measurable, results-driven endeavor. Whether it is a company or an individual, if you sell a lot, everyone is happy. And if you don't, all kinds of problems pop up. There's probably no other business endeavor that emphasizes results more than sales. Yet, one of the fundamentals of Christianity is to attend to the process and leave the results to God. Most sales managers are not going to be amenable to the idea that as a salesperson, you're not responsible for results. I mean, that's not going to get you very far. So there is, at least superficially, a fundamental conflict between the common idea of sales and the Christian ethic. Now, can those be reconciled? And the answer is absolutely they can. I've spent most of my adult career working with sales forces and developing sales systems for business-to-business sellers. And one of the things that I've learned is the foundational truth that applies to sales. To sell well, you must do enough of the right things, and you must do them well enough. Now, that sounds so simple. Yet it is the fundamental challenge for selling organizations. It's a simple concept. The financial transaction, what ultimately occurs, is a result of the activities of the salesperson and the customer, which precede the decision to buy. So in a typical business-to-business sales process, if you want to make, let's say, one sale, you must present a proposal to a certain number of prospects. Now, in order to present, let's say, three proposals, you must have identified a certain number of opportunities. So in order to identify a certain number of opportunities, let's say five opportunities lead to three proposals, leads to one sale. Okay, so in order to identify those opportunities, you must have created a number of first meetings between the salesperson and the prospect. So let's say 10. So 10 first meetings equal five opportunities equal three proposals equals one sale. In order to identify, in order to create a certain number of first meetings, those 10 first meetings, you must begin with a number of qualified prospects. So the sale is a result of the salesperson completing a certain sequence of activities and doing those in sufficient quantity and quality. See, the process leads to the result. Now, the Christian approach to sales emphasizes the process, whereas some segments of the business community emphasize the result. Now, as a veteran sales trainer, I can tell you with absolute certainty that focusing on the process is the key to successful sales. Improve the quantity and quality of the key activities in your sales system and the results will follow. This, of course, tracks consistently with biblical teaching. Colossians 4:23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you'll receive an inheritance from the Lord as a result. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Now, that approach, that everything we do well, that approach leads to a number of specific practices that are indicators of a Christian approach to sales. Now, here's some of the best practices that indicate this is a Christian approach to sales, whether or not the person realizes it or not. So number one, a Christian approach to sales is customer focused. So if you understand sales to be the process of identifying what the customer wants or needs and then helping them to get that, then the heart of the sales process is the customer. Christian sales people and sales systems put the customer at the center of the system. Now, that expresses itself in all sorts of ways, from the design of the sales tools, say, through the training of the salespeople, through the corporate culture that supports that behavior. So the whole system is set up to revolve around the customer. That is a very Christian characteristic. Here's another one, integrity. And, you know, it almost goes without saying that integrity is a necessary part of a Christian approach to sales. Some years ago, I spoke at a meeting of salespeople in Cape Town, South Africa. And I made the assertion that integrity was both a moral absolute as well as good business. And when I did that, a small group in the audience kind of snickered. See, to them, successful sales had nothing to do with integrity. That's too bad. Integrity for a Christian sales organization is an absolute requirement. So number two, and in terms of characteristics of Christian sales systems, integrity. Number three, a process orientation. Now, understanding that the fundamental difference between a Christian sales organization and a more worldly focused group lies in the process orientation. Christian sales organizations understand sales processes more deeply and emphasize the quantity and quality of the key activities in that process. So that's number three. We've got customer focused, integrity, process orientation. Here's another one, honesty. Now, integrity is one thing and honesty is yet another. The honest sales organization does not exaggerate its claims, does not falsely inflate the language in its marketing or sales conversations. It prefers accuracy to hype. Now, one of my pet peeves is the number of dishonest practitioners in my profession who claim to be, you know, nationally known or author of a best-selling book, you know, when the truth is they probably haven't presented in even half the states and they've got a garage full of self-published books. That's not honest. Here's another best practice of a Christian organization. They have a commitment to do what they say they will. Now, I know that seems so basic. Commitment to do what they say they will. Yet, the sales profession is replete with practitioners who make promises that they are unable to keep and continuously oversell their solutions. Now, the Christian organization establishes a culture which never overpromises and works diligently to do what they say they will do. Here's another one, a high regard for the employee. Now, it's a fundamental characteristic of a Christian business is that they highly value the individuals who work for them. In a world where salespeople are often seen as a necessary evil to be tolerated, Christian businesses view the sales team as a high-value individuals who have intrinsic value by virtue of their humanity. Now, with just a little bit of thought, it's easy to come to the conclusion that these characteristics that I just named really are best practices that can be applied to any business, regardless of the theology of its owners, and that's true. And my list here of five or six or whatever it is of practices are only the beginning. We can layer additional practices on. It's just these are easily discerned. In sales, as in so many endeavors, the best practices emerge from a Christian mindset and inform the practices of organizations of all types who want to do business better. That's it for now. Bye-bye.